Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Bare Naked Ladies in the house. Control room, round of applause. Bare Naked Ladies in the house. Don't worry. There you go. Kev, Ed, Tyler, and Jim are in the house. Oh, my goodness me. They've just recently celebrated their 35th anniversary of being together. They just about formed in the 80s, sort of 1989-ish. And they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of 1 week. So it took them 10 years to be any good. I mean, it took them a while to get going.
To be fair, it took us 20 years to be any good.
Very good. That's very good. I should try it myself, shouldn't I? But so tight, so bright. So much to talk to Bare Naked Ladies about. We'll play another tune in a sec. And then should we just waffle on until it's time for them to be on? We're happy to waffle. Today's show is brought to you. You know, Sesame Street used to be brought to you by the letters A, D, and F, and numbers 1, 3, and 7. Well, today's show is brought to you by the phrase: sometimes it helps to close your eyes to see what you really want. What do you think, guys? Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
Deep. And also, what about tradition? You know, traditions are fine. Some are fine. Some are really not fine. Many traditions are just peer pressure from dead people. Who is that? Who is that? Do you? What were you telling us about nutrition before?
We were talking about supplements, and we were talking about the dirty dozen. How you can swerve the extra cost of organic, so the thicker the skin, the less chance that the nasty pesticides and stuff have got into the stuff you're eating. So strawberries, you said, is really good to eat organic if you can.
If you can.
And the thing that you should most...
Yeah. You're okay.
Yeah, you're probably okay, because look how thick
oranges,
the skin is.
Oranges, you're okay. Pineapples, really okay. Suit of armour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pineapples. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby.
Don't mess with a pineapple.
Don't mess with me. I'm a pineapple.
But if you could, if you just buy one thing organic,
nothing's changed. You see, guys, they're just like, last time we saw each other was live on the TV on a Friday about a million years ago. Nothing's changed.
You weren't wearing that nice yellow shirt.
Wasn't wearing anything. Nor were you. All right.
If you're going to buy one thing organic, make it oats, because oats they draw in everything oats in the process of being grown, so all of the stuff that you know that goes into non-organic stuff is in your oats, like 15 to 20 times the density. All right. So I can't remember, they're called glycosphosphates or something, but anyway, they're very bad for you. If you can buy organic oats, please do.
Yes, they're the sort of founding fathers of monocropping. Yeah. So stay away, steer clear.
Daryl Hall is suing organic oats, apparently.
Is there truth in that humour?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Listen, guys, you can just play for us. You do what you like. You said, what song is he going to do? And I said, 1 week. And then Ed says, I know that one because I wrote it. Mic drop. All right, off you go. Just fill your boots.
All right. This is 1 week?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Got your head on the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Say, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, first round stadium, home of the Robbie.
Listen to this. Here we go.
Come on.
How great are you? You are great. You amazing. Better than ever. I would say, you know.
Seriously. It was your pineapple impression. It inspired us.
You know something, Chris? That song was number one in your country, number one in the United States, number one in Japan, number one in Germany, number three in Canada.
But that's there. You wouldn't want it any other way, would you?
It's
really
true. It's like we say as we head to the Olympics, go for the silver.
Yeah, come on. It's the way you Canadians rock and indeed roll. So barenakedladies.com. People are texting us and WhatsApping us saying this morning, you're having all the fun. You got Bare Naked Ladies on the show. Well, listen, you can have the fun too, because you can go and see them as of tomorrow. They're playing in Bristol, Bristol Beacon. Friday the 5th of April, London at the Aventum Apollo. That's going to be a gig and a half. Saturday the 6th, Wolverhampton, the Halls. Brighton down on the South Coast on Monday the 8th. Tuesday, next Tuesday, Cambridge, the Corn Exchange. Manchester at the Albert Hall. Next Thursday, a week tomorrow. A week on Friday on the 12th of April, Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. And York at the Barbican. Week on Sunday the 14th. And then a week on Monday the 15th, Edinburgh at the Assembly Rooms. Welcome back, boys. Goodness me.
So good to be back.
How are you? Come on, it's been so long. Just tell me stuff.
We've been really good. It's, you know, you don't write, you don't call anymore. So it's nice to see you in person again.
It's nice to hook up with you guys again. Because it's been, you know, we're getting lots of bands coming around again, which means we can do the origin story. Because, you know, when we first met up, we always had to, pretend that we knew each other. We didn't know, you know, what's your favourite colour? What's your favourite kind of crisp? Blah, blah, blah. But now we can do it. It's been long enough. So you celebrated your 35th anniversary. How did you get together? Was it a college situation or was it a bar situation? Or
We were actually counsellors at a summer music camp.
Is this true?
Sounds like a joke. Is
sounds
true.
Sounds like a Bare Naked Ladies ruse.
Yeah. Sounds like a setup for an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
You know, but it's true.
There's a cool story I'd actually wrote if I had $1 million as a camp counselor on the school bus, just playing that.
Who wrote that song?
Ed. I did. But it was just playing with the kids that were going to camp as a fun song.
I was
song.
Trying to keep them entertained.
Just give
for
us
the
a bit of that.
Buffer.
Just give us a little bit of that, if you don't mind.
My goodness.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million,
I'd do this show every day.
I'd do this show every day.
That's, you know.
Beautiful. And that begat its own Ben and Jerry's flavor, didn't it?
It did. Yes.
I mean, that's, you can forget that's your Taylor basically Swift Billionaires Club story today.
It was
know you've hit the big time when Ben and Jerry's give you your own flavor. Tell us that story.
It was called If I Had a Million Flavors.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
That's basically the career arc of the band. I was a camp counselor, then I got an ice cream flavor. And number
then
one single.
It's about a decade later.
Yeah, and then I wrote the theme song for The Big Bang Theory, and we all retired in the Maldives.
Cool, cool. But have you ever scored a number one in Canada?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, $1 million was number one in Canada.
Was it?
Matter of fact, yeah. Huh? And so was Enid.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
This is cool, man. Yeah.
Band historian Tyler Stewart.
Tyler is our info. Yeah.
Nice.
He is our internet.
By the way, Tyler is just being rude with the percussion today because he's playing the percussion with the brushes on a guitar case. That is just rude because we all want to do that. You see that in a movie. You see somebody that do that on the street because there's the Kahan.
Or a White Snake video.
And then there's this. I mean, that's amazing.
I got it from Central Casting. Can we get a busker?
Yeah. But you see, as a happy band, you could be from Central Casting. Tips on how to be happy, create happy music, and be a happy traveling Wilbury affair.
It's all, this sounds trite, but it's communication.
Come on.
And support.
Come on, tell us more.
We love each other, we respect each other, and we're all really good kissers. So we spend a lot of time on the bus together,
kissing each other.
Yeah,
and we know when to give each other space, you know, and communicate and not let things fester. You know, we deal with the issues.
Do you have band meetings?
Oh, yeah,
tell us about that.
We're having one right now
when you get together. But do you have them in crises or opportunity moments for one side or the other? Of course. Do you have regular band meetings? How does it work?
Well, we have sort of official meetings with all of our, like, you know...
People.
Yeah, our people. But we meet all the time. I mean, we do sound check every day. You know, we joke that it's the matinee because we play for an hour and a half in the afternoon. We throw new songs into the set. So we're always discussing arrangements, musical ideas, how things are flowing. So we're in, you know, it's not like we just show up, walk on
stage and do the show. You can tell.
While we were back in the room there waiting, we had a meeting about our show and the set list, and we talked about it for like 20 minutes.
So what kind of flavor is that conversation? So how might you be changing it around?
Chocolate. Chocolate flavored conversation.
Nice.
I think it's
good Easter theme.
You know, I feel like doing this particular song on this tour,
right?
And everyone would say, "Oh yeah, cool. We haven't done that in a while. Let's do it."
Or you know, let's break it down to an acoustic section. And Tyler is like, "Well, we don't have a bass drum." And I said, "Well, let's go rent one."
And so
now we're trying to look for a bass drum.
Back in the day, we used to have one. Now we rent them.
Is that a fact? Are you actually looking for a bass drum?
Yeah, we sold
a bass drum for a guitar case.
Do you have one?
So
Chris?
Cool.
We also talked about how UK audiences really love to sing too.
So
it's like, hey, maybe there's some opportunities here for some back and forth.
Yeah, I know you're big fans of REM. You've toured with Hootie and the Blowfish, and you know, One Week there. It's a very wordy song. It's a very sort of "They Might Be Giants, Birdhouse in Your Soul" kind of thing. You know, how is it? Do you make it harder for yourself with, you know, being such a wordsmith as well as a music maker?
Well, a friend of mine calls it my lyrical Tetris.
Right.
How I try to make every syllable fit together to a perfect
Tetris. Man.
I love it. And it's fun. People often ask, like, how do you sing that fast? It's actually not that fast. It's just a bunch of multisyllabic words strung together in a very...
No, but that's what amazing baseball batters say about pitches. It's not that it's faster than the rest of us. It's just that you slow it down with your Jedi ninja powers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would say that's true.
And the rest of the band have got to keep... it's really quick. Slow down. Jeez.
Well, Ed also freestyles every night when we play.
Yeah, that's
handy. The amazing thing. Because if they ask me to freestyle, a lot of swearing.
Well, there's a little chicken wings makes its way in.
I can't do it. Always chicken wings. But Ed, every night, manages to find, you know, the most nimble and lyrical.
Is Ed special? He's the special guy. He's the special one.
Absolutely.
How does it feel to be the special one?
Well, I did ride the short bus to school when I was a youngster. So,
they named Special Ed after Ed.
So 18 albums in. I mean, that's a lot of songs.
It's true.
I think the Beatles were... I always say the Beatles are 420-odd songs, but I think there were a few less. How many songs do you think you've published? You've not written, because...
Wait, are you asking how many songs we've done that are better than the Beatles?
Nope. I'm never going to ask that question.
I don't think that's even a list.
We have 400. I think we have 478 songs. The last time I checked. No, seriously.
I don't know whether you're winding me up or not.
Not winding you up. That's how many songs.
What do you mean when the last time you checked? How often do you check?
Every record you check.
I've done the dishes. The kids are fine. I'm just going to check on the Bare Naked Ladies song count.
Tyler Stewart, negligent father. I think, you got to look at these things every so often. The last time I checked, 472.
He's a statistician. Ty's a big sports fan, and he knows stats.
Maybe one of the reasons you're so happy and still together is because you have your separate and also harmonic roles in concert within the band, but also outside of it. So if you are Stato, if you had to cite the roles you fulfill for the band, not on stage, what that might they be? So you'd be songwriter, Ed.
Yeah.
Kev, what would you be?
I don't know. I'd let my bandmates tell me.
I would call you creative director.
Nice. Strong.
Kev gets into the set lists.
Thank you.
Punchy. Yeah. Jim, what would Jim be?
Yeah.
Jim, what do you think you'd be?
Fitness consultant.
Nice. Are you a runner?
I try.
You look like you're a runner.
Anybody else in the band a runner?
He was a varsity athlete. He ran 800 meters.
Eight hundred meters. The killer distance. Yeah. Everybody who runs 800 meters as well looks like they're going to die just after they finish.
That's right.
I was national champ.
No way.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Control round of applause for national champ bass player. Bare Naked Ladies Jim, national champ. Wow. I mean, you know, there's 800 meters, there's 1500 meters, there's the mile, but it's the 800 meters. That's the killer, isn't it?
It's a first contact run as well. Like, you converge and then your elbows come out. And...
Oh, my God. No, trust me, you feel sick just thinking about it. We're running the marathon in a couple of weeks. Piece of cake, man.
Are you?
Yeah. That's great.
London Marathon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really so close.
Yeah,
it's so convenient. Tyler, what do you think? It's your Stato. Yeah, your stutter. What else might you be?
I don't know.
Glue? If you got the stutter thing going
glue,
on.
Perhaps? Glue, perhaps? Glue somehow? Yeah. Just
and
try to.
Tyler is always my first audience. And I would say
interesting.
My, is. You know, one of my biggest supports.
Sounding
and
board.
It's when I send the songs to Ty and I get the initial feedback.
Interesting.
It's like I rely on that
oh,
so
this
much.
Good. This is
so.
Good.
And that's how I learned how to lie.
These are all great, Ed.
No, come
he
on,
tells
that's
the truth.
This is really interesting. All right, so Ed sends you songs.
Yes,
he's written some good ones. Let's face it,
oh, my,
not
good.
Quite as good as Blackbird by the Beatles or whatever, but pretty, you know, not uncomplicated, not undeserving of hit record status. Right, so he sends you one. You go, oh, not sure about this. How does it land in the ears? How is it with you? Is it one listen, two listens? If you hear one, if you think that's not landing with you, do you give it another listen? Is it a gut feel? Is it a whole body yes or no? Tell
some
us
are showers and some are growers, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, like
what about the others?
You know, I think always lyrically interesting. So, you know,
you sound
a
like a politician.
There. Do I?
always
lyrically interesting.
Lyrically interesting. They're compelling, but I'm not sure the young people are going to get what you're on about.
As it says in your lobby, continuously developing the way stories are told.
Yeah, exactly.
That mural in the downstairs
the mission
there?
Statement.
Wow.
Before we make a record, though, we all send each other the songs we've been working on. You know, and that's the first step of us making a record. So Jim sends his demos, I send mine, Ed sends correct. His. And
there's democracy involved.
Blessed is the peacemaker. That's what Kev is. Kev is the peacemaker.
Kev's the troublemaker.
Yeah, yeah.
You absolutely. You fooled another one,
wow.
Kev.
There you go.
No.
Kev
I'm
is
with
the
Chris. I'm with him.
Yeah, but am I with you? So the gigs, so you got these gigs happening around the UK. What's been the biggest single Bare Naked Ladies live moment, would you say? Most pivotal and let's have pivotal and biggest.
I'll tell you one of my pivotal life moments.
Yeah.
I met Queen Elizabeth at a Canada Day performance.
Wow.
And it was very special. My mum was a bit of a royal, and so it was an exciting moment to meet the Queen. Prime Minister brought her up to me and said, "Your Majesty, this is Ed Robertson, the lead singer of Bare Naked Ladies." And I was instructed, "Don't extend your hand, don't speak unless you're spoken to." So, but she extended her hand and she said, "What is the origin of the name?" And I said, "Well, Your Majesty, I believe Robertson is Scottish in origin."
Good.
And she said,
"Yeah,
oh, not that
yeah.
one."
the band.
Yeah.
Did she really extend her hand?
She did.
To shake your hand?
Yes.
It was gloved, I presume, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Because her hands were often gloved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But it was lovely.
And a great to get nice moment for your mum. You know, what can your career do for you? What can it do for your fans? But also, what can it do for your family? Not just financially, but that's a bit of a moment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about for us the first time when we played in the UK when we came over? We were in Glasgow at King Tut's Wawa Hut.
Nice. Very
nice little tiny club. And we weren't sure if anyone really knew the band or the songs. And we started into a song called Brian Wilson. And, you know, at the beginning, it's a guitar intro and solo vocal. And Ed started playing the guitar. And then the entire audience was singing at the top of their lungs in the first verse.
That's a moment.
And we were absolutely
we actually stopped
floored.
The show and said, "What is happening here?" And it turned out the Proclaimers had brought our demo tape into the local radio station.
Wow.
And said, "These are friends of ours. They're coming over." So
oh my
pump
goodness.
The show.
How cool is that?
Amazing. I'll play at Glastonbury on the Pyramid Stage in, you know, 94, 98, 99. We, you know, all that sea of humanity.
Yeah.
And human waste was absolutely incredible.
Two go hand in hand. Well, you've got to grow future humans. I mean, that's what they're doing
yeah,
there.
No kidding. Fertilization.
Yes, exactly. Cross-fertilization of all sorts. But if you look after yourselves, which you clearly have, and each other, and your songs and your fans, you know, and the gift that was gifted to you, and it's like it's better than gold, you know, you're still at the peak of your powers. And I'm sure, I sense that's how it probably feels.
Yeah, well, we're really fortunate to get to do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's a literal dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, as I was dragging myself around packing for this trip,
yeah,
I was saying, I'm going on tour in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, this is beyond a dream, and we're 35 years in, we get to do it.
Thank you so much for coming here in April. It doesn't matter when you come here, it doesn't matter what the weather's like, but Bare Naked Ladies in a festival, in a field, in the sunshine, doesn't get any better.
Pretty
I don't
awesome.
Think it, does, it gets any better than that. That to me is, you are the soundtrack to that kind of event. You know, you're the perfect band to be parachuted into one of those. What would you have any of those coming up this year around the world or back in Canada or North America?
Lots in North America. It's funny, the best review we ever got was from a UK writer who was sent to cover our Glastonbury set.
Right.
And the first sentence of the review was, my editor told me, if you like them, you're fired.
No way!
That was the first sentence, but he said, damn the torpedoes.
What a miserable editor!
This was the best show I saw at Glastonbury.
What is that about? There's one of our favorite quotes on the show is the Rumi quote. There's a field beyond right and wrong, and I'll meet you there.
Lovely,
and I'd like to add to that. There's a field beyond right and wrong, and I'll meet you there. And I hope the Bare Naked Ladies are playing.
Nice,
Chris.
Yeah. Tommy and Kelly Lee say, good morning, Chris. Loving the Bare Naked Ladies. We had, if I had $1 million for our first dance at our wedding over 10 years ago. Love these guys. Jenny Winchester. Good morning, Chris and the team. Bare Naked Ladies sounding fab this morning. They are all geniuses. Down in the Cotswolds, I walked the dog, put on my fave BNL sweatshirt, poured a coffee and listened all through that. I just got to say, Danny texted us at 6:31 when we came on the air saying you're her favorite band. She literally didn't know what to do, so you came on the air.
Love it.
And now finding out.
Awesome.
So,
hi.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on,
lady. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Can't be defensive or on the attack. You gotta love it if it's gonna love you back.
Oh yeah, baby!
Come on.
How much fun is this?
That was pretty fun.
Come on.
Amazing.
Breakfast tour, man.
House band. Nice. I smell house band.
Nice clapping.
I smell a lot of things, and it's all good. It's all not Glastonbury right.
Excuse
now.
Excuse me,
here.
That was me.
Imagine Glastonbury today in this weather. Woo! That's what you pay your money for. Yeah. So it's not only a UK tour that Bare Naked Ladies are embarking upon. I mean, it's every year. I mean, they're such a great live band. If you want to go to Canada, then go and see them on the 25th of April over in the Meridian Centre in St. Catharines. And then May, NC. Where's NC?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right. And June, you got New Jersey and you got lots of other places. North America. You're doing what a lot of bands do now, though, at a certain age. And by the way, there's plenty of fuel left in the tank. That's not what I'm suggesting. You seem to have August missing on your tour.
Yes.
Because you take August off now, don't you?
That's when we recharge the batteries.
Yes.
Yeah, that's time at the lake, okay. Time with our families.
It's the only warm month in Canada.
Tell me about time at the lake.
It's where I've written all my songs for the last 30 years.
Tell us about the house by the lake.
You know, I call it a cottage.
Yeah.
My tour manager used to call it the executive waterfront mansion.
Nice.
But it's actually quite a lovely rustic.
Is it boarded? Is it wooden?
It's very wooden. We made a record there once, actually.
I bet the sound was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's very remote. It's very wooded.
Does it have a veranda?
It does.
Several.
Is it set in a pine forest?
It is. Pine and silver birch.
Free-running maple syrup. Yeah. All the bacon you can eat.
Come on.
Free healthcare.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Come on, baby.
Pineapple.
And, have you seen James Van Der Beek's house?
I have not.
Because that's the... I bet your house is... He has an outdoor bathtub.
Okay.
What a reaction. reaction that was. Yeah. Oh, let's try another album quick so we can have one of those.
I'm just picturing James Vanderbeek in the back.
By the way, he looks great. He's got a bit of you going on, and there's only one of him. It's harder to be like that, you know, solo artist wise. You know, obviously there's only one mouth to feed. You have a team, but you get most of the money. Let's face it. But then again, when things go pear shaped, you've only got yourself. Well, you've got a few other people around you, but it's different being in a band, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you're in a band and you're going through a doldrum as a member of a band, the rest of the band say, look, we'll take a few months off, don't worry about it, we have a group hug, as long as things are going well.
Another Rumi quote? Is that another poem?
No, well, it is. Not that I've heard, but maybe. But it does help to be in a band, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
As long as you're in the right band.
People look out for you and support. And it must be hard being on your own.
Yeah, I think so. You're taking August off. The reason I've noticed that is because, A, there's a big gap. But also, B, because we go to Los Angeles for 28 days, because we're very fortunate we can do that, me and my family. I was thinking, please be playing somewhere near Los Angeles in August, but you're not.
No.
Unfortunately.
Well, you can come to the lake if you like, Chris.
I would come to the lake, but I suspect it's quite a way up Highway 1.
It's a nice drive.
Yeah.
It's a long, beautiful drive. Yeah. Is any drive that nice?
It's a five-hour flight from LA and then a three-hour drive from Toronto.
She'll never know. She'll just think I've gone to the beach for a while. Listen, guys, I could talk, as you can tell, I could talk to you all day. And you're sort of done with the songs that we had scheduled. You're more than welcome to play another one. You're more than welcome to kick back and have a cup of tea. Do what the heck you like. We have another couple of minutes. What do you want to do?
We're always up for playing.
Okay, let me give your ticket line a shout out. One more shout out. Tickets available to go and see these guys. BareNakedLadies.com in the next few days in Bristol, London, Wolverhampton, Brighton, Cambridge, Manchester, Glasgow, York, and Edinburgh with all the maple syrup you darn well. How's the merch?
The merch is good.
Lovely, yeah. Beautiful. How much merch did you bring over?
All of it.
Who carries the merch?
I don't even know.
What's the best merch Bare Naked Ladies have ever had?
We once did a T-shirt that was kind of a jumble of letters and numbers.
That one.
It was kind of a cognitive trick, because if you just looked at it, you could see it said, Bare Naked Ladies is for smart people.
Yeah.
But it was a jumble of numbers and letters.
Was it pre-Wordle?
Yes,
it was. The pre-Wordle hurdle. Like, always early to the party, the Bare Naked Ladies. Gentlemen. Let's hear it in the control room. Round of applause. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. You're awesome. You're just awesome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so bizarrely, spookily, we have a meeting today getting the production band back together at 11 o'clock for TFI Friday. That's happening today. How weird is that?
Wow.
If it happens, are you up for it?
Yeah,
okay,
for
right,
sure,
okay.
Man. We'll be back in a second.
Okay, well, awesome. We'll have you back in a second. Okay,
you dye that hair ginger again? Can you do it?
No, but have some still left, sort of.
Okay,
and have some pills if you require any for the hair. And some spray. They're very expensive, probably don't work. Anyway, that's not the point. So we have the TFI thing going at 11 o'clock. Also, since we last met, I have a festival now. So we're 21 festivals in. Every penny goes to charity. We've turned over 130 million quid, which is $150 million.
Wow.
All the profit, which is between 25 and 30 million pounds so far and counting, goes to children's charities exclusively. No money anywhere else.
Yes.
It's this year, it's August, but we're done. It's towards the end of August. I know you take August off now since we've all become
we'll
a little
come
bit
over for
older.
That, though.
Yes.
But honestly, I would book you for a headline next year for that. If you want to do that.
Done.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Love to.
It's a binding contract when it goes out to millions of listeners.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's why. That's right. How I.
Okay,
that's
cool.
How I roll.
Awesome.
So we got Madness next year already. Ooh, booked for next
cool.
year.
Wow.
Are you guys next year? That'd be.
So you already have Madness, but you're thinking of taking it one step beyond and bringing us.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. Yeah. Robertson. Yeah, and we're almost out of budget. That's the thing.
What's the festival called?
It's called Carfest. It's about. It started off about cars, but it's now about so much. Other stuff. We were going to change the name, but Carfest gets people across the threshold, so
cool.
It's very important. But it's 100%. Anyway, the point is, you're great. That's the point. Your point is, life is great. You're great. Music is great. How lucky we are to be alive. Even when bad things happen to us, it confirms the fact we're still alive, because if we weren't alive, they wouldn't be able to happen to us. That's
genius,
how I consider
philosopher.
Bad things.
Got the logic.
Okay.
Here's to that.
I'm down.
So we have Kev. Let's say it for Kev, please, if you don't mind. Come on, control around Kev. Yeah! May we also hear for Ed.
Come on. Speech.
How about Tyler? And I think we're done. Jim! Yeah!
Woo! That was a little ginger on ginger violence right there.
I know.
When you want your favorite 80s songs to lift your mood, play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com